You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Friends Next Door. This is Mia.
It's Dan.
It's Kwan.
I feel rusty, guys.
You feel rusty? Oh, you've been out.
I haven't been around for a while, I realized.
We've been calling what do you call it?
A sub.
Thomas has been our sub.
Good sub. Great sub.
Yeah. Plugged them right in, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, like he never left.
Exactly. Next man up. You ever heard that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was I'm trying to connect that to our topic today, and I can't find any way. So let's just get started.
Love it.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this phrase, punching above your weight.
Yes, I'm very familiar with
right?
that phrase.
So then the other day I was just, you know, I was at a work conference actually, and then I heard that phrase being mentioned by somebody who's speaking on stage. So I was like, huh, that's an interesting concept. And I started to think about myself and whether or not I punch above my weight or I punch below. So let's talk about that today.
Yes.
And we can expand that, of course, to all aspects in life.
How would you define those?
Yeah. How would you define it? And how was it like talked about, I guess?
Yeah. So the way I define it is you're kind of, there is an element of fake it until you make it. Like you're doing something that you think you're unqualified for, but you're doing it anyway.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I did not have
that's
that.
Right.
Yes.
I know when
okay.
Exactly. Okay. When you and I first talked about it, that was not my first reaction.
Yeah.
My first reaction was actually like dating out of your league.
Yes.
That's what I thought of, like punching
overachieving.
Up.
That's how I
like
think about
overachieving.
Yeah.
So like getting something, like going big, shooting for the moon,
not
landing in the stars, that type of thing.
Let me take that back a little. Not overachieving, like you worked really hard and you're overachieving. It's like punching above your weight is like,
exceeding expectations.
Yeah,
right?
It's mostly in my mind used for dating, right? It's like, You're a certain
you're a seven.
Score
you're a seven.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
You're a 6.
I'm not gonna throw anything out.
The other person's an 8.
But then, like, you're literally
7 and 8. You're kind of
six.
In the same league.
Okay, you're a 6. Maybe you're a 5.
Yeah. No, like 3 points difference, right? 5 and an 8. If you're like a 6 and a 7, 7 and an 8, you know. But if you're like a 5 and an 8, that's like punching above.
What about a
6 and an 8?
It's still a punch up.
But it's not like, whoa, like somebody is like, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I think it comes from boxing. I'm not sure.
Oh, does
we
it?
Yeah, look this up.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
it's like weight as in weight class.
Yeah.
And boxing because you're punching versus like wrestling.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the term would be you're grappling above your weight, right? So it's like your weight, you're basically, you're in the same weight class, but I'm mansplaining things out. But you're able to like achieve a higher, you know, output. You can compete in a higher class, even though you're lower. But there is some of that element that you said of faking it till you make it.
Yeah.
Because what if people are trying to speed
get to the next
and they're doing things and you know, like maybe not this case in relationships, maybe in your career, you're faking it till you make it, you know, you want to appear like more successful than you are, maybe, you know?
Let's just say in a career setting you are a first-time manager.
Yes.
You know, like you want to get to the next step of your career. Mm-hmm. You don't have any experiences just yet, but you're going to do it anyway. And then you're going to learn, but you're essentially punching above your weight. That's just how I think about it.
I also, if in that reference, I almost think of it as to like biting off more than you can chew.
I think that's a better reference, honestly, for the work side.
The difference is biting off more than you can chew is like you chose that role and you weren't prepared. Punching above your weight is like you somehow.
Yeah. What if you interview for that role and then you get it?
Yeah. Okay. Then it's
so
punching.
Either it's nepotism, which is fine. You know, like
it's
listen,
let's be real.
Yeah. If you get that role and you can do it.
Yeah.
Or you faked it. You somehow come off as like I'm qualified for this role.
Or like you learn fast.
Or you learn fast.
You learn fast
and then
you
adapt
fast.
Punching above your weight, but then eventually. Do you catch up?
Yeah, right?
You do catch up.
Hopefully. Eventually, yeah. I mean, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. No, eventually.
But, but hold on, hopefully. How does that work in relationships? Like, do okay. you get better looking?
That's the thing. I think this is an interesting kind of like statement, right? Because yeah. the punch is only one punch.
At the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to keep the fight, yeah. keeps going. So like in a relationship standpoint, it's like maybe you land the person, but like how do you maybe like keep them? Or like right. what else do you bring to the relationship? Or like how do you make the relationship keep going, right? Like right. succeed truly.
Because in school, it would be a guy, let's say, and he shows up to prom with like a girl way out of his league. Okay. And we're like, wait, how did that happen, dude? Like you're punching way above your weight. How does that happen?
Sometimes it's a one and done.
Usually
especially
it's
prom.
One and done. Yeah,
especially prom. But
usually that's how I think of it. Like, oh, temporarily you have landed someone that you should not have any business landing. But then sometimes like it's permanent.
And also opportunities like prom where it's mm-hmm. there's an ending
finite
there's yeah. it's finite
yeah
bigger opportunities to punch above your weight mm-hmm. and who knows maybe yeah. you are also cool but maybe you're weird.
All right, let's get very personal. Have your friends ever said that you punched above your weight or below or you are the one they punched higher with? Does that make sense?
Are you talking in
relationships? Or have you, you know what I'm saying?
Keep going. I'm thinking.
Like, have you been the person where the other side said, oh, they're with, say, Mia. Oh, they're punching above the weight. Or have you been a person where you brought somebody to a party and they're like, oh, you're punching. Oh, shit. Like, they're like talking on the side. Like, did you see who Mia came out with? She's definitely punching above her weight. Has
first
any
of all,
you guys
rude.
Been,
yeah, yeah,
no, that's
exactly.
why I asked you like either or situation.
But it could be like yeah. a good thing too. It's like, dang.
Yeah.
Like good, how? I would be like,
oh, that's
dang.
A good question too. Like, good do you? Job. If somebody said you punched, okay, so come back to that.
Yeah.
Now, so what's your attitude like? Personally, if I came into the prom or a bar or whatever, a party, and I came in with somebody and somebody said, "Dang, Dan's punching above his weight," I'd feel mm-hmm. good. Like I would not take it as like an insult.
Mm. Mm.
Yes. I'd be like, yeah, that's right.
I
look
did
at
that.
Me.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't pay this person to come to on a date with me. I somehow, with my personality or something, was able to get this person to join me for a night of fun, or multiple nights of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't take offense into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like for me like a badge of honor.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Is that different between guys and girls?
I think it depends on your life phase, like how secure you are at that point in time. Mm-hmm. Because if you've got, you know, some shakiness and you're like once one person says something, and then you just doubt. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, maybe they're not here. Maybe they just feel bad for me. Maybe mm. But I think if you are like they know who I am. Yeah. There's nothing to hide here. Or yeah. So also if you're hiding parts of yourself and you didn't tell them that you were a weirdo.
Right.
But if you're like, yeah, they know everything. I have nothing like, yeah, that's good. Good for you for making right. that judgment.
Yeah.
I will continue on with my life.
Cause it is different, right?
Yeah.
If somebody said, cause our standards of beauty or whatever is different. Right. So if somebody was like, because, for example, guys aren't judged as much for their outer
appearances.
Mm. So, generally, if I bring somebody that's higher score than me, that's great because she's more attractive than I. But if a girl brought somebody and they're like, oh, she's punching above her weight, would you be like, wait, what does that mean? Are you saying that I am not attractive? Like, would that go through your mind or as attractive as this person?
Because
it's a different.
I mean, that's what it means.
But like, would you react differently
on physical appearance?
Because women are judged a lot of times on their physical appearance. Like for guys, we don't care. So we're like, yeah, great. It's almost like, yes, I'm George Costanza. I'm bald. I have no job. I live with my parents. And yet I brought a much taller, much better looking employed gal. Like they would be proud versus a girl. I don't know.
My first impression is like, I don't have people around me that say that.
Me
type
too.
Of stuff.
Me okay. too.
That'd be quite
You're
toxic,
not around a bunch of guys then.
The humor is just different, right?
The humor is different, yeah.
It would be different I guess
we rag on each other differently.
Maybe if they were really, really close and there's like a raggy type of relationship, yeah, they'd be like, dang. Or like,
I just don't think that, okay, like female friendships, we don't really.
That would be pretty
right?
Yeah. If your girlfriend's
the only time
like,
is if like literally you brought like Brad Pitt. And yes. You'd be like, whoa. How
like
did
if you
do
brought
that?
Right, Chris Evans like, home.
Yeah, right? Chris
right?
Evans.
My,
yes.
My wife's crush,
yes.
Right? Or Glenn Powell.
Yes.
Because he's famous, you're not.
Right. And oh or if it'd be like
Chris Evans and Glenn Powell.
If you brought
him
home.
Off the same vibe.
Because honestly, let's go for that classic comparison, right? Like, what if you brought whatever, that heartthrob football player, whatever. Yeah. Honestly, my friends would be like, not because punch above the weight, it'd be like, is he treating you okay? You know, is he mean? Like what, like, is he trying to use,
I think,
you know what I mean? Like,
are you trying to say like there is a certain stigma that follows?
It would,
a
I
jock?
Think it makes it, yeah. It would be more like if you are suddenly arriving with someone that you don't usually come with,
right.
That's just out of the ordinary, just by definition.
Okay, so that doesn't,
so,
yeah,
yeah.
That's not necessarily punching above your weight.
Yeah.
It's just uncharacteristic.
Exactly.
It's not like your type normally.
So then does that not really apply to datings, especially when it comes to like...
It applies.
What?
It's usually like it's usually set in the sense of like, oh guys, you're punching above
this
your
is
weight.
A pretty deep question now that we're unpacking, because it's society. See, it's really funny that you mentioned like bringing home, say, like a stud football player, because that only matters in towns, say the Midwest where you're from, or Texas or Florida where football is a big deal.
True.
So bringing someone home who's say a star quarterback, that person is seen as, you know, at a higher tier. Right. Whereas like a certain, like my school, nobody
at least
cared.
A different tier. Yeah.
It's just that's an interesting like take.
Yeah. It's just like the tropiest trope I could find.
but there's some merit in that, you know?
Yeah.
So like, okay, I'll just describe myself. Yeah. If I punch above my weight, great. I think I am. Most of my friends would be like,
so you've been told.
Like I mean, I'm married above my weight. You know, like I not only punched above, but I somehow got
made
her
made that permanent.
Made it permanent, right? Like much taller, much more beautiful, younger, which is usually seen as like
true
in the guy's world, right? Not saying like
from a specs perspective.
Going back to materialist, right?
Very materialist.
From a numbers perspective, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't like rich. So I was short. So like from literally on paper, like a lot of my wife's friends asked her why they're like, he's short. He's a nice guy. He's funny. He's not bad looking, but he's not like one. He's not tall and he's not rich.
Mm.
That's literally the two knocks that she heard from
Which
people around her.
I mean, it's the most like surface level judgmental thing.
How is
know?
He going to provide for you? Like all of those. So for me, I mean, it was true. Like at the time, I wasn't like rich, or I'm still not rich, but like I can provide for us, right?
Yeah.
But at the time, there was a lot of question marks.
You're doing good.
And I'm older, so it's almost, they were like, if he's older, why isn't he established? So another
you're
enough,
a
right?
late bloomer.
I'm a late bloomer. So yeah, I don't know. I like somehow asked her out. And then, well, we hung out a couple times as friends in a group setting. So your classic, like, hung out in a group setting.
It's classic.
And then I was like, hey. So the first time it was like multiple group setting. Then each time, like, less and less people joined us.
Gets smaller and smaller.
Right, so that,
I see how you do it.
So, like, the first two times group setting. The third time was just us hanging out. But then after the third time I remember this. Like, we hung out as friends for three times. And I was like, hey, the next time, like, I wanted to take you out on a date. Mm-hmm. Like, we're crossing over the,
the
possible.
Line.
I
the
wanted
line.
To break the friend zone as soon as possible.
You got it.
I didn't even want a chance to be put in the friend zone.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, friend zone behind us. Like, either non-friend, either like
decide.
Romantic or no friends. Like, I didn't need more female friends. You know? And it worked. So maybe I pressured her. Maybe she was like, I don't know. Maybe she was like, I don't know. Like, it's okay. I don't want to say no. I don't know. But then after like hung out first date, then another date, then another date. And then I was like, yeah, I think we're like, I think we're going out. Woohoo.
Was there ever a time, because you mentioned something interesting. Mm. You also said it depends on your life phase or how you feel about yourself, right? Whether you have, do you feel secure? Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time where you're like, I don't know. Like, what's my chance in this?
With my current wife?
Yes.
Current wife. Current and only.
No. Because I think at that point in my life, I was very secure with myself. Mm. So how old was I? Like late 20s.
Okay.
Which, looking back, like that's pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, right?
Totally.
But in my mid 20s, I had a relationship. And then before that, I was in college. So at that point, I felt very secure. So, and I wasn't like dating. I had not dated. I had one long-term relationship. Then I had a break in between. And then I was like, the next person I meet, it will be it. And it happened, not happened, but I was like, oh, I think this could be it. So I'm going to like go
you're
after
gonna pursue
her.
It. Yeah.
And if she didn't, I don't know. I was just like, I don't think she would say no. I mean, like, why wouldn't she say no? Like, we get along, like, I don't know. So, and if she did, then oh well. But luckily, she didn't. So I punch above my weight, and I married that. I, like, married into the weight class. Mm. And I still, like, if people see that, they're still like, oh, I mean, yeah, he's, like, really, he's much shorter. He's older. He's, like old now. Like, so I'm like, okay. And he has a boring job. Like, they might be like, why, how did that happen? So I feel very proud.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Okay. Not of like
I like how this story ended.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like, I'm not I only wanted someone above my weight, but I'm glad that she gave me a chance.
Yeah.
And then I think she's very, like, she's glad that it happened. Mm. I hope.
Yeah.
I think so. Let's cross check this with hey, Dan's current wife.
You're glad you married me, right?
You're just checking. You're right, yeah.
Just checking. No, it's cool. Yeah. I'm just doing a podcast. Like, so. Oh my
goodness. She still hasn't listened to this podcast to this day.
I want
to
play this one for her. Yeah. Like, that's
funny.
Not how it happened. But yeah, okay, so what about you guys?
I think it's like pretty, staying pretty within.
Yeah.
Like remember when we were talking about 7 to 8, 6 to 7, 4 to 5, like I don't think I've ever gone from like a 5 to an 8, maybe a 6 to an 8, like a reasonable.
Right.
I don't think have you ever
has there been a time where you like, maybe you didn't have a relationship with that person, but a social setting where you felt like, oh yeah, like people are saying, oh, Quan's with that guy. He's above or like, again, below, like somebody said, oh, Quan, that guy's not good enough for you.
Like, okay, now we're going into like, there's like the looks category and then there's like the whole entire person, right?
Yes.
Because typically but when somebody is not good enough for you, it's like they don't treat you like how you should be treated.
That's right.
So speaking from a aesthetic perspective, I don't think I vary too far out of the acceptable range, but yeah, like the first guy I dated, people were like, What are you doing?
Yeah, you're too good for him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And they were right.
That counts.
Yeah. Because it's like, I think, you know, you're young, you accept certain behaviors that should never be accepted. Mm. And then you learn and you walk away and you learn. So I don't know. Like, I guess when I hear the punch above the weight, I do only think of it as a looks situation, but it could be just like, in general, the entire person. Mm. Are they just generally better or worse? I guess that's hard. That's also hard to like say, but yeah.
This is a fun question. Sometimes I look at like my parents or other people's parents, and then there's definitely a definitive, okay, usually the guy, I'm like, how, your mom's like really nice lady, attractive. How did your dad, what happened there? Is that?
Or it's like, this person's really cool. Like, whoa, they got a lot going on. Yeah. And this person isn't like, as cool. Just
how did that happen? Womp, womp. Do you feel like your parents are around the same scale or one outshines the other?
I think they're I think they're quite compatible.
Okay. Like they match in those, in that, yeah. like, I think so as yeah. well.
I think so.
I think like there's a, it's not too far. Okay. What do you think? What about
I mean, I think dad? My dad punched above because my mom was like the town beauty.
Mm. Ooh.
And like a lot of people came to like court her.
Mm.
And he, I don't want to say like wiggled his way, but like he was an intellectual. So she valued that. But he wasn't like the best looking guy and he was very persistent. And they were both artists. So he like got in there.
Shoe in the door.
Yeah. Kept coming by. She was like, your dad like kept coming to like say hi to my mom and, you know, to like be friends with her parents, you know, ooh. Get in that way. So she was like, oh, this guy keeps coming over. And like, cause we live near each other. Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he was like always there. And then I guess one day he just like asked her out.
Yeah. But I'm going to change my answer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. What is it?
Because I just kind of looking back on the things that my mom... Oh, okay. Keep in mind this is a one-sided evaluation. I think my mom originally thought that she was punching above her weight.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because she came from this really strict... my grandparent from my mom's side is very traditional and very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Super strict dad. So I think when my mom saw my dad just like being like a more like a free spirited kind of person, she's like, oh, this is my ticket out of this family. Oh,
interesting.
Like, but then I think she kind of changed. Because it was more
social economic?
Yeah. And then I remember seeing pictures of my dad at the time and he was kind of like this fashionable guy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, with his flare pants and everything, like tight shirt. Yeah. So I think that's just the kind of like the first impression that he gave. Yeah. So I think originally my mom did think.
He was like trendy and maybe therefore more.
Like more cool. like popular. Cool, yeah. Popular. Yeah.
She was more.
More like a reserve.
Yeah,
yep.
She was kind of like, get me out of here.
Okay, yep.
Interesting.
Yep. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. What about from like a, if we switch to like an ambition standpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a, like, it doesn't have to be workplace, but like maybe workplace or when you make decisions, like do you try to bite off more than you can chew or like punch above your weight, try to do more and it's okay, like shoot for the moon, land on the stars? Or is it like, let's just...
let's just stay in our lane.
Yeah,
there's people that do that.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
friends growing up that just chose a very stable job that they know they could do. There's not a lot of upward trajectory, and then eventually you might be like, okay, I'm bored after a while, but they were fine initially with that, you know.
I think I'm in that category.
You are?
Yeah, even kind of thinking about my dating history also, I kind of stay within my lane, like the acceptable 6 to 8 range, and I don't.
Oh, wow. No, it's interesting.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if we're gonna get canceled or if people are gonna I'm just kidding.
I think it's an interesting way to talk about it like that because that's literally what it means, right?
Yeah.
If in your decisions or like in you know in your ambitions, like staying in this acceptable,
like staying in my lane, kind of thing. But like, so there's also a downside to that mindset, so right? Because you know, you have this perception of yourself already ingrained in you.
Mm.
Like you're basically putting a score on your, you're giving yourself a score.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think there's some benefits to like having irrational confidence sometimes and like shoot for the stars.
You have to. I think the definition of being able to punch above the acceptable, because 6 to 8, you're still punching above your weight, but like, punching above your weight, but like, to punch higher, I think you gotta have a little bit of that, like, no fear or just like no irrational.
Irrational confidence. Because, like, for example, middle school Mia wouldn't go for like, wouldn't go for like the most popular boy whole school. Because I'm like, I just don't think. I'm like a second female lead kind of person.
Interesting. Mm. So your friends would like go after the.
I don't know what they're going. I mean, some probably do, but I'm just speaking about me personally.
Mm.
So I think I've always been kind of like playing it safe kind of person.
What if you were the most popular girl and people thought that, but you just like didn't date anyone? So they're like, oh, she was the person that no one could get. Was that the case? Because sometimes you don't know, like, you don't
that's true.
See yourself from your
you're
own
the
perspective.
Prize,
you don't,
Mia.
Yeah.
You're the prize. You're the
she was
sun.
Like, yeah, I guess I didn't look at anyone because it. They were like unattainable.
I mean, that could be an unintended consequence. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
When is a scenario where you do think you do punch above?
I think that is a good question. Are we thinking? Okay, we're considering dating and work.
Everything. I would say everything.
What
like
else?
The decisions you make, your work, your family.
I would say like yeah, personal like achievement in dating is probably the easiest sort of like avenue to go into, right? Because
yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
What other ways? I mean, because if you try to like enter a contest, then you're not at that. You're just gonna lose, right? You're not gonna even. Yet, I don't know, or yeah. Unless you like somehow got in by a fluke.
So I'm thinking like, what right? if you set, what if you like set personal goals for yourself? Mm. So you're like, I want to read X yeah. amount of books this year. Mm. Or like when somebody asks me to do something, I'm going to go above, like I go above. Mm. Like I feel like there's other ways to okay. kind of apply the, it's not
I think that's just
same.
Not how my brain is wired yeah. for some reason. I'm just going to I like measured improvement.
Interesting. You're okay. Yeah, like when I guess professionally, I didn't think of it either, but I always took on a challenge.
Mm.
So maybe people would say, oh, he's punching above his weight, because let's say like when you and I were working at the restaurant, like theoretically, I didn't really have the qualifications to manage, right? Mm. Like I worked from busboy to server, but like I wasn't a manager before being a manager,
because
usually you got to do it like once, right? But then like,
but it's the first time for everyone at some point.
So I would say if people saw that, they would be like, oh, he's punching above his weight.
Yeah.
Because for example, like before that, I was doing like photography, but then like I started out, I worked hard and I got myself through the door. Whereas like running a restaurant, you kind of have to like, I got the job because I knew the person and they like
they
was like,
you.
You know what? Yeah, go for it. And I'm like, and also I wanted to do it. So
yeah.
I didn't shy from that. But
yeah.
I would say that was probably punching above my weight.
Mm. Yeah.
But then like that was a clear example of, okay, well, after you do it, you faked it till you made it.
And I
wholeheartedly like learned how to do it well. Okay. And then you like, it evens out
yeah.
and you are at that level. But in
yeah.
the beginning, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If people looked into it, like, what are your qualifications? I'm like, waiter? Okay, now you're a manager? Yeah. Because usually you got to go assistant manager. Okay, usually you go assistant manager, then manager.
Mm-hmm.
I just went, I'm just like,
yeah.
moved to New York. And was
did
like,
you go for it?
I basically, like, they approached me and they're like, listen, here are the duties. And I'm like, oh, that's basically like a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, if you want to do it, it's yours. And I was like, okay, they weren't like, I didn't have to like lie.
Right,
like
right,
I wasn't
right.
going for it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would say that was definitely punching above. So I think my life has been like,
shoot with the stars.
Yeah.
Trying to go. But then like later on in life, and I think we talked about this in the personal limitations one, because then I was at a point when I was getting my real estate license where I didn't have anything on paper at that point. Okay, I was a restaurant manager, but I didn't want to go do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any other qualifications. So I was like, couldn't even get into the weight class. I couldn't even punch because no one would even give me a chance to show what I can do. So that was also very discouraging at that time in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
even though I had done some other cool things, I couldn't like get a regular job.
Yeah.
just wanted to like punch below the weight. But I couldn't.
We couldn't even punch.
Couldn't even punch. Like no one would even give me the opportunity.
Yeah.
No targets to punch.
Punching air.
Because this makes me think of like if we apply it to like decisions that you make, it's almost like if you're given a situation, do you opt in to play on hard mode?
Yeah.
Medium mode or easy mode?
Yeah.
That's kind of like how I think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we're all hard. Medium, easy? I don't
know. I'm definitely not a hard mode.
I would want, so like.
Maybe medium
I want to do,
mode.
I would want to try hard as well. But I just feel like sometimes I'm like, I do try to try hard.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, it's realistic to do medium maybe sometimes. I think I should try hard mode. Because here's my thing. It's like, unless the only qualms, I want to try hard mode. Yeah. More. I'm trying to psych myself up into trying hard mode more.
You just can't, you just like can't care if you don't do it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's the thing. The only qualm of, the only negative I feel like of trying hard is like you hurt your own ego if you fail. True. Right? And then.
I'll tell you an example that manifested literally two nights ago. You and I went, this is like really late at night. We're in upstate New York and we, you know, up there, it's really boring. So like 9 o'clock you go to the local arcade and there's no one there. Mm-hmm. So there was a, you know, those like, you know, those Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
So the rhythmic musical game.
Yeah.
I don't like Dance Dance Revolution. Mm-hmm. I don't like the guitar game, but I like the drum game.
Ooh.
So okay. I did it on super easy mode and I passed. Uh-huh. And then I went straight for insane mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh, good for you. Like you passed. Okay, good. And just, she was like, move one up. I was like, nah, I'm going for the hardest, like highest beats. And I literally thought I could do it. And as soon as it started, it was like, it was like, I wish you were there. It was like a bunch of lines, and I was just like, it was like,
you were flailing.
I was like, oh no, babe, this is way too hard. I was like, oh god, no. But anyways, I don't care. I was just
right. Because let's say you were able to do it, you weren't, but that's okay.
Of
but
course,
you
I were wasn't. A, but I thought I was.
Exactly. No, okay. Can we dive into that? How did you even think that you could do it?
Because I did
because
that.
That's
because
what
I did
he does. His
easy,
that's
easy
like his.
One.
That's like Dan's approach to most things, right? When there is an easy and a medium and a hard mode that's presented, he chooses hard.
Well, I did the easy.
He did the easy, and then he went. No, okay.
Then I went
you
straight for
easy,
the hardest one,
and then he went straight for like super
well, maybe
hard.
Maybe because easy was really easy.
Well, yeah, it's just like why
it's
not
so
see? Why not push the envelope? Day one. Yeah. Like why not just go for the hardest thing? So you know the benchmark, right?
You know the benchmark.
So
but
then,
do you really?
Yeah,
because
then
too hard.
Well, no, because I go so I obviously don't meet that benchmark,
sure.
But I know how far I am from it. But how would you know if you never tried?
That's
so
interesting.
In failing,
like,
if I wanted to, then I know, okay, if I wanted to get to that level, okay, I need to spend more money and practice.
Yeah.
But how much?
Because like somebody like me would do the opposite, right? Oh, I've done easy, so I'm going to go with medium. If it's still fine, I'm going with hard. Like one step at a time. But
Which
then you just like went straight to the end and be like, all right, how far am I from that maximum
How far
limit?
From to reach that milestone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong.
No, for sure.
Yeah. But I do think sometimes hard is subjective.
Right.
So like if you can jump ahead to the hard, you don't need to go through the easy, the intermediate plus, the intermediate plus plus. It's just like you've already conquered this mountain.
Right.
You go to the next mountain. Because
right.
I think sometimes we don't it's not like based on us. It's life is not, I don't think it's like based on us and this is something that's hard. It's like somebody else has determined how hard this is. Maybe you like beat the record. And your first time, you just don't know. And then if you try it your first time, you're like, dang, I'm way better than I thought I was.
Yeah. Mm. And then it like encourages you. If you want to do that, then you're like, hey, I can put in this much more effort and I'll achieve what I want. But how would I know if I didn't like go for the,
yeah, I guess,
the highest level?
I guess for me, my ego would get bruised, right? Because it would be like,
sure.
Damn, am I so bad, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the answer is yes. Because how would we be good if we never
Right. Sure. Because I guess like what will help is like what do you do? Like what do you take from that, right?
Yeah. I mean, for that game, I was like, okay, that's really hard. I mean, that's like...
Did you go again for the third time?
No, I was done. It was so embarrassing.
He was done.
It was just like,
done.
It was the classic deer in headlight. I go, what did I? Oh crap! What did I do? Like classic. It was like, I literally thought it was going to be like a little harder. No, it was insane. It was like 18 buttons at once.
Yeah, like what do you think insane level is going to be like?
But let's actually use the physical example of what this like statement is based off of, right? Sure. The punching above your weight. So if you are used to like lifting a certain amount of weight, well, first, sometimes like for me, I was like, I like did not go to the gym for a large part of my life. So like going to the gym for the first time, I was like, I don't even know how much I can carry. And I was embarrassed to even test because like I just assumed everybody in the gym is a gym expert. And so I think though, like, if you go in and you're just like, oh, I'll just stick to the fives because, you know, that's what all the girls are doing. I'll just stick to the fives. I'll just always do the fives. Literally, you never get stronger. You never get stronger, right? And then the other day, I mean, obviously, I like do more things now. But the other day, I was like, I can squat way more than I thought that I could. And also way more than other people can. And so I was like, this is my new baseline. And I should have pushed myself way hard. I feel like especially with weights, it's so easy to just like do lower weight. But then literally, right, you don't even maintain and you get weaker. You literally get weaker. So I feel like that analogy, the origin analogy is actually like a pretty good, that's the way to get stronger. So that was like a happy surprise for me at least when I was like, whoa, that's cool. That's all.
Yeah. So Mia,
so
when
how
you
much
come
can you squat?
Running with me.
Yes.
We're going to push it to my the God. Max.
I knew that we were going to get there someday. Yes. Yes. It was so funny because like a quick backstory. Dan wants to form a run club.
Yeah.
So like telling everyone about it. And then
So far, there's only one member.
That's right. So far, there's only one member, which is Dan.
We did a mini run club.
Yeah, where was I?
Which is why he's so salty. Because
so
he's
salty.
Like,
you would have passed us 500 times.
That's what I'm saying. Like, way above our league.
But it's not, it's about pushing yourselves. How would you guys
But this
know?
Is like me going from easy to insane level. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But I'll dial it down. I'll drop down a notch. I'm all for like the social aspect of it, you know.
So then, if you're punching below your weight,
Also, I know this happens, right? Like when you run with other people, your adrenaline will kick in, and you will push yourself
to
a level where you didn't think you can go, especially with running. Because also, like your ego doesn't want you to like stop. So there's the factor of like, I can't stop. I can't stop. And then, but once you do it, you're like, whoa, I can't believe I did that. I know this is going
to
happen.
This is Dan trying to give us a pep talk before we join his run. Because
you guys are not like my wife where she's like, shut up. I'm going to stop running. Because I'm like, let's go just a little more. And she's like, done. But I think you guys will be like encouraged.
But I think it also has something to do. Okay, your mindset has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
When we were running last weekend, even though I was dead tired, I was basically still recovering from my trip.
Yeah, you were jet lagged.
And like, I was like still kind of jet lagged. And then my mom was still in town. So I felt like I haven't really had like real rest, right? But then I was like, okay, fine, let's just go and then see how it goes. I think at the beginning, as we were running towards the bridge, I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. It's like that quick like thought that you, quick decision that you made for yourself that you're going to do it, that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
You just decide.
You just decide. Yeah. You just decide that you're going to do it. Yeah. So,
all right.
You just do.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah. Woo. We're gonna keep running.
We're going to kick above our weight.
Kick above our weight.
Yeah. What did you say, Friday? Wait, no, which day? No, I heard which day. Which day did you say?
Crap.
She did say Friday, but also
I heard Friday. No, Saturday. Friday.
Saturday.
We're just scared.
Saturday morning.
We just know we're not in the same weight class.
I feel like
We're like two, three weight classes below.
We're more than the acceptable amount of punching.
And for sure.
Maybe after a couple runs. Because we have only run twice together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it's been good. Yeah. So maybe after like a couple more.
Then we'll be ready for your run club.
A little bit better.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys.
With that, are we good?
Yes.
I think we picked all that. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.